We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring, majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, eco-conscious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendel Sad. In Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, channel 54 on MJ Sat. In Chang, channel 44 on Orbit Sat International. In Manjo, and channel 45 on Vizio Sat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotov on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund donates $8.4 million for drought relief in Kenya. In green energy news, Iran powers up its largest solar plant. In veg news, Loving Hut in Malaysia and the United States are flourishing. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 13th, acclaimed Italian painter and engraver, Mr. Andrea Mantegna, is remembered. Born near Vicenza, Italy in 1431, he passed away on this day in 1506. Mr. Mantegna painted historic figures. He was known for his frequent use of dramatic perspective in his paintings, giving the viewer the impression of looking up from below. At the young age of 17, he established his own workshop. Some of his most famous pieces include The Room of the Bride and Groom, which presents the impression of an open-air pavilion, and the Avatari Chapel frescoes. May exceptional art such as that of Andrea Mantegna continue to bring glimpses of the divine to our precious world.
Fly-in news. Thousands of villages inundated by India's fatal floods. As of Sunday, September 11th, at least 16 fatalities were reported as floods swept through 19 of the 30 districts in the eastern Indian state of Orissa. Set off by days of torrential rains and a major discharge of water from the swollen Hirakud Dam, the flooding inundated some 2,600 villages, affecting 1.4 million people. Nearly 100,000 residents of low-lying areas were evacuated to safer locations and provided with emergency food aid. The state government reported that it would be intensifying relief and rescue operations and also began airdropping food supplies to the victims.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $20,000 in emergency aid as she requested that our nearby association members please go if possible to render help to the most desperate. This amount could acquire $279,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States, based on India's cost of living. Orissa officials and emergency personnel, we are grateful for your timely disaster response, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted support. With heaven's grace, may such weather extremities subside as humanity turns to more considerate, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And that
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also
the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn 再见应了荒诞，海风大西来行顶门，夜门来家也哭哭欢，海风大西来行顶门，夜门来家也哭哭欢，海风大西来行顶门，夜门来家也哭。
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 498. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
In this context, the European economy is continuing.
G8 members pledge funds to help Arab nations transition to democracy. Finance ministers from the Group of Eight or G8 countries, along with fellow dignitaries from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Turkey and the United Arab Emirates met on Saturday, September 10th with representatives of Tunisia, Egypt, Morocco and Jordan to discuss plans for supporting their economies through endeavors such as jobs creation, as well as helping stabilize their political systems towards a goal of free elections.During the meeting, representatives from the emerging democracies presented national action plans for the next stages of development as the G8 members pledged a total of $38 billion in financing, an increase from the $20 billion originally promised at a meeting in May. Managing Director Christine Lagarde of the International Monetary Fund also affirmed the organization's official recognition of Libya's National Transitional Council as the G8 announced plans to release previously frozen Libyan assets. Our sincere appreciation, G8, and other participating nations and organizations for your support of the newly democratic countries. May your combined efforts enhance the lives and well-being of millions of people.
Sudan and South Sudan reach peace agreement during negotiations mediated by the African Union. The governments of Sudan and newly autonomous South Sudan jointly agreed on Thursday, September 8th, to withdraw their troops from the shared border region of Abyei. The removal of troops, which is scheduled to take place by September 30th, is also intended to re-establish the stability needed to proceed with a general vote, where residents will decide whether to remain part of Sudan or become part of South Sudan. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the accord, which also includes plans to establish a joint oversight committee for Abyei that can diplomatically resolve other regional issues.
We applaud your peaceful efforts, Sudanese and South Sudanese governments, as we also thank the African Union for its valued assistance. With heaven's grace, may all the gracious people of Sudan live side by side in shared understanding and friendship.
Iraqi journalist remembered.Radio journalist, filmmaker and playwright Hadi Al-Mahdi succumbed to a gunshot wound while in his Baghdad home on Thursday, September 8th. According to Human Rights Watch, Mr. Al-Mahdi was known for his thrice-weekly radio show, To Whomever Listens, in which he was an outspoken activist, calling for greater government transparency and more services to be provided to Iraqi citizens. He was also a protest organizer and had become known for his leadership in peaceful actions, such as creating human chains as a buffer between angry demonstrators and riot police. In spite of having received numerous threats in the days prior to his death, he had pledged to carry on for the good of the Iraqi people. The news of his passing brought a statement from the Iraqi parliament, which called for an investigation and saying that all journalists should be protected in doing their duties. Our sincere sympathies to the loved ones of Mr. Hadi Al-Mahdi for his untimely loss. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's light and grace as we pray for the safety of reporters across the globe as they strive to bring accurate and timely information to all fellow citizens.
Save our planet. unsustainable development led to the collapse of the ancient Mayans. A major exhibit at the Musée du Quai Branly in Paris, France, titled Maya, From Dawn to Dusk, showcases the latest archaeological findings of the Mayan culture from Guatemala's Mirador Basin. U.S. archaeologist and research lead Dr. Richard Hansen stated that these provide additional evidence of the deforestation and environmental degradation that caused the collapse of the once flourishing civilization. With regions of Mexico and Central America that advanced culturally and scientifically for more than 3,000 years, the Mayan Mirador Basin was once a sophisticated urban area with structures that measured larger than the Egyptian pyramids. During an interview with Interpress Service, Dr. Hansen spoke of the intense deforestation that contributed to the demise of El Mirador, saying that the historical collapse of all civilizations can be traced to humanity's lack of respect for environmental balance.
Dr. Hansen and colleagues, many thanks for these insights into conditions from the past that also parallel our current situation on Earth. May we all benefit from the lessons offered by their examples by swiftly adopting lifestyles more in harmony with nature. During a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of past civilizations as she highlighted the inequalities needed to secure a stable future for our planet.
At least two major times that our planet has undergone major destruction due to detrimental human activities. It may be that past civilizations on Earth did not last also because their moral standard did not develop along with their technical power. Spiritual development and compassion are what ensure the safety and balance of every other endeavor. I pray that our civilization will be different, will be wiser, and more advanced in many beneficial ways. So let us not neglect to cultivate our virtues. We all must be vigilant. Go green if we are to save the planet.
As the remaining U.S. troops begin to depart from Iraq, Muqtada al-Sadr, head of an Iraqi group known as the Mehdi Army, orders his soldiers as of September 10th to halt all attacks on the U.S. military, saying that he wishes to ensure their smooth departure and a complete withdrawal scheduled for the end of this year.
Save our planet. Bhutan's agricultural experts and farmers convey their alarm at the increasing crop losses caused by climate change, noting that weather extremes such as erratic rainfall, droughts, flash floods and landslides caused a 22% decrease in maize harvests between 2004 and 2006 and the loss of a full 50% in 2007.
Save our planet. In a September 7, 2011 report by the US-based Marine Conservation Biology Institute, leading international marine scientists and experts call for an end to most commercial deep-sea fishing, saying that these fish have become vulnerable to extinction.
I'm Lady.
Hi, everyone. I'm Zolo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life. Our scrumptious vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products.
Today, we'd like to share a tip for students.
If you have the opportunity, you can suggest creating a school project related to animal well-being.
Some examples are learning about shelters in your area or helping to advocate for pet adoption.
Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for tuning in. Now, the World Wide Weather.
In humanitarian news, the United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund, CERF, donates $8.4 million for drought relief in Kenya. Through direct funding to the United Nations Children's Fund, Food and Agriculture Organization, International Organization for Migration, and the United Nations Refugee Agency, CERF has financed emergency campaigns that provide safe water, food, sanitation, healthcare, shelter, and nutritional programs for children and expectant mothers. Our earnest appreciation, United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund, for supporting these life-saving relief activities. May the peaceful Kenyan residents soon regain their noble lives as humanity turns to more earth-friendly ways.
In green energy news, Iran powers up its largest solar plant. Located in the northeastern city of Mashhad, the Iranian-constructed solar panels are expected to produce 72,000 kilowatt per hour of electricity annually. This is enough to supply power for Khorasan's province's regional electric company. The project seeks to reduce the environmental impact, maximize output, and stabilize electricity supply in the region. Our hats off, Iran, for this eco-friendly endeavor. May your beautiful country be graced with lasting peace and sustainable development. Up next on Noteworthy News, Loving Heart restaurants in Malaysia and the United States offer delectable plant-based fare. There must be the birds having a splash on the fountain. We'll go say hi to them and be back soon. Stay tuned for more alleviating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elegant news for a refined world. In veg news, Loving Hut in California, USA and Malaysia are flourishing. Since Loving Hut San Francisco Sunset's welcome opening in the eco-friendly city of San Francisco, California, its customers attest to the delightful dining experience. It is the city's third Loving Hut.
I had the spicy noodle soup. It was wonderful. Nice, fresh ingredients. Very tasty.
I walk out satisfied, and so I've been here a good many times since they've opened up.
Would you consider maybe becoming a vegan?
Sure. Sure. It's healthy for you, so why not? Yeah.
In Seri Petaling, Malaysia, the country's fourth Loving Hut attracts many patrons with its fusion of East meets West tasty vegan meals and snacks carefully prepared with fresh and crisp organic vegetables and naturally non-genetically modified ingredients.
It's really, really great.
I like the vegan food here because it's healthy.
Ms. Aja Sharifa Mazlina Syed Abdul Kader of Malaysia, the first Muslim and Asian woman to travel to the North and South Poles, spoke of encouraging the compassionate way of eating.
Yes, I think that the natural plant-based diet, this is very healthy and a good food.
The availability and affordability of such delectable, nutritious, cruelty-free food to people from the United States to Malaysia and around the world is Supreme Master Ching Hai's ideal upon which Loving Hut International was founded. Hats off Loving Hut San Francisco Sunset and Malaysia Seri Petaling. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for a steadfast encouragement that inspired this global family of vegan restaurants. As more people choose the joys and simplicity of adopting the plant-based diet, may we soon herald a planet of bountiful well-being and harmony amongst all Earth inhabitants.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Spanish entitled Spoiled John.
Juan, de 6 años, era un niño muy mimado. Su padre lo sabía, pero su abuela lo consentía. El niño no se despegaba de ella, y cuando quería alguna cosa, o lloraba o cogía una rabieta. Entonces llegó su primer día de colegio, su primer día lejos de los cariñosos brazos de su abuela. Cuando volvió a casa del colegio, su abuela fue a recibirlo a la puerta.
¿Te fue todo bien en el cole?
Le preguntó.
¿Te portaste bien? ¿Lloraste?
¿Llorar? Preguntó Juan.
No, yo no lloré, pero la maestra sí.
And now for our viewers' heartline on legend and tradition of the Mid-Autumn Festival and a journey through aesthetic realms. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
This was the coolest show ever, viewer.
Vibrant viewer, it's lovely to get your sweet comment. The magnificent moon has been a source of joy and inspiration for people from time immemorial. May the wonders of nature evermore bring infinite grace to Earth's myriad forms of life.
Do you have a helpline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to helpline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/helpline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Route 40 News.
May your days be filled with heavenly bliss and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As President Fernando Lugo signs into law the ratification of Paraguay's membership in the Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR, she joins Brazil, Argentina, Bolivia, Guyana, Colombia, Chile, Ecuador, Suriname, Peru, Venezuela, and Uruguay as the 12th member state of the organization.
South Korea donates $300,000 to Laos through the United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, to help provide nourishing food for 3,000 children.
To protect precious wildlife in Nigeria from illicit trade, Environment Minister Hadisa Melafia urges for surveillance systems at seaports and airports, as she also pledges to review existing laws with state governments and to recommend updates for the preservation of endangered species.
The Philippine Department of Health reports that regional governments, including the provinces of Biliran and Southern Leyte, are joining the call to make all localities smoke-free to protect citizens' health.
Iranian Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi visits Ecuador for meetings with Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa, who affirms his interest in furthering relations in all fields with the technically accomplished and culturally rich country.
Passing the 100-mile mark during his 140-mile swim in the River Thames for the International Charity Sport Relief, English comedian, writer, and actor David Williams also rescues young Vinny, a Labrador dog that had jumped in to greet him, but then struggled due to hip dysplasia and needed help getting out. With her thanks and salute, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring David Williams with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $10,000 to support his noble cause.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.